Joseph marks off his steps. It's a 29-yard field goal attempt to give them the lead. And the snap is back, and the ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good! 3 seconds left, and the Browns lead by two. Bo Brinkley will snap it back about 2 yards deep in the end zone. That's where Kern is going to hit it. Let's see if the Browns go after it. Snap is back. Here they come. They blocked it. It's in the end zone and out of the end zone. It's a safety. Tank Carter blocked it. Sweezum waits. And they snap it back. And the ball is down. And it's a bad snap and a hold. And they get the punter wing. Robertson got him back at the 31-yard line. A botched hold on the snap back. Leonard is at his 27. Snap is back. Kanan hits it. The Browns blocked it. They blocked the punt. And it's caught by the Browns at the 35. Craig Robertson got it. There's a flag down.
Holding. Offense.
And it's on Tampa Bay.
Police decline. First down.
How about that? Well. How about that? Snap goes over Lanning's head. And he's got the ball back at the 10-yard line. Now he's going to punt it. And he punts it down the field. And it's going to go into the Texan bench at the 43-yard line. 7:28 left to go here in the first half. Lanning will hold. Yount will snap. Snap is back. Ball is down. Cundiff into it. The kick is up. And he missed it. A 37-yard field goal. No good. Wide right. Ouch. So here we go. Sanborn will snap it back. This will try and tie the game up. And will be the last play of the half with 2 seconds to go in the half. 3-0 the Browns lead. Snap back. Ball down. And they block it. Joe Hayden blocked the field goal attempt by Carpenter. Lanning puts it down. Cundiff into it. End over end. And it's very short. Hester's got it. And he fakes like he's going to slow down. Then he runs it out to the 5, to the 10, to the 20, to the 30. He's to the 40. Cundiff and Lanning are the only guys back. And Lanning got him as he brings him down with help from Joel Batonio. Into the dog pound. Snap is back. Ball is down. Kick on the way. The kick is up. And the kick is no good. Wide left. And the Browns have a problem at place kicker.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Credit to our great producer, Jason Gibbs, for putting together that special teams look there. And special teams overall in the season, I would say not all that special. There was some good, there was some bad, but overall they did some things very well. But when you look at the rankings, in field goal percentage, 28th in the league. Net yards per punt, 17th. Average punt return, 23rd. Now, where they did well was on coverage. Opponents' punt return average, 6.7 yards, 5th best in the NFL. Opponents' kickoff return average, 21.6, 6th best in the NFL. Opponents' average starting field position, 20.2, 2nd best in the NFL. So they did a very, very good job, I thought, in terms of coverage. The return game, non-existent for the most part, but coverage I thought was very good.
Absolutely, and I think in most part it's because there was nothing defined. We didn't have that returner. We kept trying and trying and trying to find that guy. We've gone from Travis Benjamin to Marlon Moore to, Jordan Poyer's been back. Justin Leonard has been back. And it's been just very, very tough for us to pin down who we like back there. I know that people called all season for Justin Gilbert. He never really got an opportunity. And there was fumbles. There was mishandling the ball. Even, again, Leonard himself had misfumbled the ball. So it was a very, very tough season for us returning the ball. But, again, I do think you've got to give it up to, Johnson Batamose, Tank Carter, Marlon Moore, Craig Robertson, splitting duties between, playing significant role on defense and also, too, playing on special teams. I've been impressed with him. But all in all, when you have to switch kickers at a certain point in the season, I know we talked, critically of the alignment of Billy Winn on the one block that essentially almost cost us a football game. It's just tough. But you got to think, Coach Tabor is now a part of his third staff. So he's doing something right enough for each coach to want to keep him here. And we just hope that they address that in some way, shape, and form. Maybe not through the draft or through free agency. You don't want to go out and get that guy. But in the development of that guy this offseason and use it to their advantage.
They've got to do that. Billy Cundiff was the kicker for much of the year, great on kickoffs, but had missed a field goal in five straight games. He came out. Garrett Hartley came in and did not miss a field goal. He hit 3 of 3 with a long of 43 yards in his time with the Browns. Spencer Lanning, 93 punts on the season, average 44.3 yards, 25 of them inside the 20. And the coverage team was great. The coverage team led by Johnson Badamosi, 15 special teams tackles for Badamosi, one of the best gunners in the NFL. He's second in the NFL with 44 special teams tackles since 2012. So he's pretty darn good, I would say, at being that guy, that gunner. Marlon Moore, I thought, was also a very good gunner. They would constantly race down the side. So I thought the coverage teams were great. They're still looking for that return. I think the Browns really got nothing out of their return game. 23rd in punt returns, 23rd in kick returns, no touchdowns, no returns of over 40 yards for them on the season, either kicks or punts. So they've got to get better there. I thought Garrett Hartley showed enough to come into the camp as the starter with the field goals that he made, especially when you think about the unbelievably difficult personal circumstances he was going into those games with. But I believe that this team's great on coverages. They've got to get better returning and have that become a weapon that can help this offense.
They definitely do, and that is something that can be done, and I've been a part of that at different points in my career where one side, either our kick coverage was in trouble or a kick return or returns were in trouble, and a coach goes in and Coach Tabor, not relying on just himself, looks and seeks out help to former special team coaches or looking and evaluating other teams that are at the top of the league and what they do. And it's a copycat league. You try to steal and extract that information and implement it here in Cleveland. The one other thing that I think, as we learned, Coach Pettine is not shy to go for it on fourth down. What I would love to do is maybe with some formation breaks, as we see the Patriots do from time to time. We saw Oregon do it in the national championship game, lining up in that swinging gate.
Sure. Just
to test the team, we saw Seattle in one of their biggest games of the football season this year, you know, run the fake field goal and saw it used to their advantage. So that is some way that we could steal a first down, steal a possession, and or steal points on the board when, if we get stuck, you know, in this coming season where offense is stumbling and we're struggling to move the ball to gain that extra possession, potentially put points on the board, that we hope we can develop a plan at the right point in a football game to take that risk and have it work in our favor.
You got to be able to do it. And I think, you know, coaching Chris Tabor has been here for quite some time. He's been a solid, you know, special teams coordinator. But they got to get something going on that return game. I think it's interesting they can be so good in coverage because I think that's a lot of desire and effort. And it shows that the Browns have that. The return game, though, you need some type of scheme. You need to set it up. You need to execute the blocks. You need a returner who gets upfield, gets north-south quickly, and picks up yards. And the Browns didn't have that. That's where they really struggled this year. And, you know, at one point they kind of turned to Jim Leonard as a punt catcher more than a punt returner because
Our first disagreement.
It was our first disagreement. I don't know if we had many since then. Yes, but yeah, I think overall, when I look at it, I would give the kicking game, I would give the field goal kicking game a C. I thought Billy Cundiff really struggled this year. Too many critical mistakes for him. And he had the block field goals as well that I thought really hurt this team. Punting-wise, I'd give Spencer Lanning a B+. I thought he was very good at pinning teams back and tilting the field position that way. I'd give our coverage teams, both punt and kickoff coverages, A's. They're among the best in the NFL. And I'd give both of our return units D's. I thought that punt and kick return didn't get the job done.
I'm right there with you. And I think you got to think, anytime you switch a kicker is not good enough. And I do believe that Garrett Hartley is a guy, you know, following him and playing against him when he was in New Orleans. He was, you know, very, very consistent for a very efficient offense, kicked a lot of field goals and mostly extra points. So that being said, I said I'll give them a C-. I will go with our kickoff coverage team and both of our coverage teams. I think they deserve an A. I'll say maybe A-. There's a few times on the punts where Lanning did a good enough job to land it inside the 10, and there's just no one down there to catch it, so it bounces into the end zone. I'd like to see that because those are different difference makers when you flip the field or you can lose 10 or 12 yards simply by having it bounce in and you start on the 20-yard line. But then, again, our returners, we just need a plan and we need some creativity, and that's something that needs to be done this offseason. You just can't bank on doing it when the season finally gets here. That's something that can be practiced and implemented once these players return all offseason.
You can even see how the best teams in the league can have their issues. We saw the Seattle Seahawks capitalize on the issues of the Green Bay Packers
yep.
and get to the Super Bowl as a result of them. Special teams is important. We always hear about, you know, complementary football. You got to have that, and you need special teams to come through. That's one of the three phases in the National Football League, something our own Matt Wilhelm excelled at for a time in his career.
Absolutely, and just to kind of expound on that is some of the best coaches, even though when a coach gets hired, maybe not John Harbaugh, who was a special teams coach, but a lot of them are offense-heavy or defense-heavy. And so they take high onus on that one side of the football and leave the coordinator for the other side of the ball to just figure it out and the special teams. But the coaches that put the most emphasis, and just to go down a level to college football, Urban Meyer, although he might be an offensive guru, spends a lot of his time throughout the week, you know, leading up that special teams group, and they play with passion because they know they're being evaluated each and every play and game by the head coach himself. So a head coach that sees a third being offense, a third being defense, and a third being special teams, and expecting the best units on offense, defense, and special teams, in most cases are the best coaches in the NFL and the ones that have the best special teams.
What happens, you know, how do those discussions go down between, you know, the balance between having the best special teams unit you can possibly, but also not taking a guy who needs to focus primarily on being a linebacker or a guy who needs to focus on being a corner like Justin Gilbert, who has return skills, but they don't want him to get out there and get injured.
You know what? It's very clear. The identity is very clear on what their expectations are. The coaches know that if you're a starting linebacker and you're playing, you know, 60, 70 reps, but you're needed on a punt team because you're the best at that position, they'll limit you to one. And they understand, and I hate to discount it, you're still going to give maximum effort, but you're not going to be the guy running down there making tackle after tackle after tackle.
Sure.
So it's a happy medium, and that's why also, too, not only do the coaches understand the third aspect of offense, defense, special teams, but when you have a team that gives you a clear, identifiable role, like Tank Carter's role on this football team is you are to be a special teams ace. And when called upon, you must understand our game plan inside and out to be able to step in whenever needed. That's his role in his football team. You know, but a Robertson is, hey, dude, we need you to be defense heavy and understand this because you're going to be part of this game plan. But then we also don't need you to fall off because you're only getting 35 reps on defense. You need to be all in for special teams too. But it's identified here. And the more guys get to buy in, the better they are.
The better they are. The Browns, five guys on this special teams unit with 10 or more tackles. Craig Robertson, Tank Carter, Jordan Poyer, and the two gunners, Marlon Moore, Johnson Batamosi, combined for 25 tackles, 20 of them solo, forced a fumble as well, had a recovery, did a very good job right there for the Cleveland Browns. Thought that's where they were extremely, extremely strong this season in coverage against kickoffs and punts there for the Cleveland Browns. All right, when we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. What do you want to see happen with the special teams? We can continue to talk the Pro Bowl as well. Lots to go ahead and talk about here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
We'll take a look at what's left in that sunset. Fireflies pop.